Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We are here with our good friend, oldie but goodie, Rebecca Perkins from the Community Blood Center. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Cindy. It's been a while.
It has, and it's been too long.
It's been too long.
Because we have a good cause.
We do.
And we got some MASH drives coming up.
Yes.
So tell everybody what we got coming on this August.
Yes.
We're a little early, but we need to tell you about it so you
can
make plans.
You're right. And there's a July one right at the end that sneaks in there, too. So we got to talk about that guy. There's three really great blood drives coming up that are going to be in a community that is near you. So we want to make sure that we shine a little bit of light on each of them. These are our MASH drives, but we're calling them our STAT drives this summer, which is a summer tour of all types. And the great piece of this is there's all these extra things that our blood donors can take part in. And so number one, there's a really great shirt that everybody gets. All presenting donors get a shirt. And then we grill out. We have brats and hot dogs and other refreshments for the donors that come in at these STAT blood drives. So some really great additional pieces that people can enjoy.
Yeah, it's neat because it's a party. You guys are throwing a party. You're not just, it's kind of a scary thing to do, right? Like giving blood is not necessarily an easy thing. A lot of people have trepidations about it.
Yep, not
you guys throw
everyone.
A party.
Not for everyone, and some people are, you know, they want to do it. They're maybe a first-time donor. This is a great one to come out at. You know, you can see what the process looks like. Everything is kind of, you know, there and in front of you, and you can see what is going to partake, you know, throughout the day. Everything is laid out, and you can get a good feel before you're in the chair donating yourself.
Yeah, and it's kind of neat because now I've been to a few of these, like almost everyone you've done around here.
Yeah, right.
And I always meet a cool person. When you do the MASH drives, I have met two amazing veterans that, like, oh, just rip your heart out. And these dudes are just the coolest, down-to-earth, telling their stories. And you can tell it's therapeutic for these people, too. So it's very cool to not only be part of the blood donation, but then meeting these veterans and older people in our community that have done some cool stuff that we just don't even know about. They're standing next to us at the grocery store. We don't get to find out. But at these blood drives, you get to meet these cool people.
You do. And I really love just having those conversations and understanding the why for people. Because the why is different for everyone. And hearing everyone's stories on, you know, this is why I donate blood. And, the community piece is great. Saving lives is great. All of it comes together. And donating blood gives people that, you know, like you've kind of done your good deed for the day. You know, it's a free thing for you to do, but you're giving back. And it's got everything included, community peace, saving lives, but then just the opportunity to chat with everyone from the Blood Center, share your story, tell us your why. We love to hear it. The connections are great. And again, the STAT drives that we're holding this summer is just a really nice opportunity for people to come out and do those things.
Yeah, and one of the things that or maybe the thing that always gets me with this, and it's funny, but it's not funny, is that this must be, you to donate blood, you must be a live, willing donor.
You must be.
You know, and that just is so trippy to me because I think of, like, this day and age, can't we synthesize things? Can't we make blood? I've seen these movies where we can't.
We can't.
It has to come from a live human that wants to volunteer willingly.
You're right. It has to be, it has to come from another donor, a human being just like you or I. It cannot be manufactured. So that's, I mean, a little scary to think of. Like, if we get too low, we cannot just go back to our laboratory and make some blood up. It's just not a thing. So it is the only way to do it. We love to give back and reward our donors. We have a whole system now. It's a donor reward program that people can also be part of, and every couple donations you get rewarded with gift cards or Community Blood Center swag. The items that are in there rotate, so it's really fun, and it's a way for us to say thank you to people as well.
Yeah, it's cool. You get a little something-something for doing your good deed. So right now is a good time. We're going to take a break, and we're going to hear from the Blood Center and hear their little message, and then we're going to come back and talk with Rebecca some more because I want to talk about these coming up drives, and if you can't make it to these, it is not all lost. We can still take you in, right?
So, plenty more opportunities.
All right, so hang with us and stick around. We will be right back after a message from the Community Blood Center. All right, everybody, welcome back, and thanks for hanging out with us on this wonderful Wellness Wednesday. We are talking with Rebecca Perkins, Manager of Donor Services at the Community Blood Center here in town, and we've got some blood drives coming up. We've called them a couple different things, right? We've called them the MASH. Now we're calling them the STAT.
Yep.
So explain what that is and where they are.
Yes. So this is a summer tour of all types. We are in a community near you. So we've got three that we're going to talk about, and I will list those out. But if these are not close by, I would recommend going to our website and just looking at all of the opportunities because we are popping up all over. We really want people to partake in this because it's a really fun event. So the three that are coming up here, we've got July 24th. We're going to be in Rhinelander. Then skipping into August, we're going to be in Merrill on the 7th. And then on the 12th of August, we're going to be in Wausau. And so I could certainly go into all of the details for listeners today, but if you go to our website or even if you give us a ring, we could give you details on times, locations, get you signed up for the perfect appointment slot so that, you know, you can get in and out and move, you know, throughout your day and still hit up any other appointments that you have. So a lot of good things. I had mentioned the t-shirt that we're going to have. I mentioned that there's going to be some extra food. And then one thing that I didn't say yet is for first-time donors, so someone who's never donated with the Community Blood Center before, if you come to those any one of these three drives I listed, a brand new donor, first-time donor, is going to get a $25 gift card. So that's a really nice perk as well.
Yeah. Good. Stop and get yourself some snacks and juice on the way home.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Well, and it doesn't, these drives are cool because you guys do it all up and have the big party, but maybe somebody can't hit any of these. It could be a random Tuesday and they can swing into the blood center, right? Like there doesn't need to be a special event.
Correct. Yes. We have a donor center downtown Wausau. We're on Forest Street, 211 Forest Street. And we definitely take donors Monday through Friday. And then we're also in, you know, many different communities that are surrounding the Wausau area as well. So, again, I like to point people to the website or to give us a ring so that they can find the perfect spot. You know, convenience is everything, and so we want to make it convenient, which is, you know, why we're in all different cities, different, you know, churches, community rooms, organizations, businesses, you know, that list goes on and on. We really want it to be a nice fit for you. And so if you're looking for something that, you know, is convenient, I would just recommend giving us a ring. And I can give everyone the 800 number.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we're at 800-280-4102. And then as I mentioned, the website also is a great place. You can go to it. You can pop in a zip code and you can search for nearby blood drives as well.
Good. And the other thing I want to stress too is all of this stays local hospitals. We're not shipping this to another state or another overseas or anything. It is here.
That is
and
correct.
You serve like 40 local
yes,
hospitals?
There's 40 hospital systems that we support, and it does stay local. So right here in Wausau, surrounding areas, Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, you know, that list goes on and on. But yes, we support 40 local hospital systems. And of course, that blood goes to whatever their need is, whether it is surgery cases, sometimes it's illness. And then the unfortunate thing is when traumas come in. And, you know, we see those in the summer because everyone's enjoying some great fun activities and sometimes it leads to an unfortunate situation. So we have to be ready for it all. As we spoke before, the blood cannot be manufactured. So we have to have a continuous donor base that's coming in and donating when they are eligible so that we're ready for any of those situations.
And I know we talked about this last year, too, at this time, because people are out. They're doing a lot of stuff, whether it be motorsports, boating, hiking, you know, outdoors things where there's dangers. And it's harder for people to come in to donate this time because they're out doing that fun stuff. But yet friends and family are out doing that stuff. And there is a very great need during the summer because of traumatic injuries that happen while you're on vacations.
You're right. Yeah, absolutely. And so we just have to have this information in front of everyone, you know, get these blood drives in front of everyone and the convenience of them so it fits for someone's schedule. Everyone's busy, you know, including you and I, this, you know, in the summertime, and there's lots of fun stuff to go to. But, you know, blood donation and the need for, getting a blood product doesn't take a summer break. So we have to have this in front of people and we have to continue to talk about it.
Yeah. And as long as you always know it's there, it's always an option. Maybe you can't hit one of these drives again, but let's talk about it. We're out of time, of course, because, you know, there's so much knowledge that we have here. But you guys are linked to our website and there are past episodes also on our website at wavlfm.com. So make sure you guys check that out. And if you need anything, you have any questions, maybe you haven't donated, maybe you have, whatever your question or your that you're seeking, give these guys a call. They're super friendly, super nice, easy to get to. You'll be amazed at how easy this process is and the cool little parties they throw at these events because it's just a fun time. And you're going to learn something and you're going to make a new friend.
Definitely.
On top of it. So Tell us where all these are one more time and the phone number so people can call.
Absolutely. So our phone number is 800-280-4102. And the three stat drives that are coming up again, July 24th in Rhinelander, August 7th in Merrill, August 12th in Wausau. And give us a call or visit our website. We're the Community Blood Center, so communityblood.org. And again, you can pop in a zip code. If one of these don't work, we would love to help you find the perfect fit. I know, you know, for first-time donors, they don't know what to expect or they don't know where to go, but give us a call. We would love to help you out. It's a great thing to be part of. It's extremely rewarding and a unique way to give back to your community.
Yeah, and it does. It all stays local. It's for our community right here. So, you know, you could help your neighbor, one of your best friends, whatever. It's very important. And I love talking with you because it's good to get this knowledge out. And I look forward to these events because, again, they're always a good time. So stop out and see us at one of these. And again, check their website and find out all the details. And we'll hear from Rebecca again. It's just early.
It is.
We'll have more times.
Yeah, we have more summer fun to talk about.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us today. Thank you to the Community Blood Center for all you do and for sponsoring us. And we will see you guys at one of these wonderful MASH events. Have a great day, everybody.